We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Andy Gresh and Rich Keefe. This is Gresh and Keefe on EEI.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody.
Michael Irvin scheduled to join us here. We're on the hunt, baby. We're on the hunt. I mean, he might be in a high-level meeting, so...
Could be.
The boys will get it done over there. We're just kind of looking at some of the NFL news and notes heading into week 7 in the National Football League. And a lot of people talking about Ja'Marr Chase, the Ravens defensive coordinator, Wink Martindale. If he came out of a lab, he's a mix of DeSean Jackson and Odell Beckham. That's an interesting comment on Ja'Marr Chase. And that might be what I'm telling you, man. That might be what the Patriots need.
Uh-huh.
Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is the playmaker, Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin brought to us by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. By Town Fair Tire, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And by Botello Lumber, your local Anderson Windows dealer. Michael Irvin, good afternoon, friend. And let's just jump right into Patriots, Cowboys. Which team impressed you more Sunday afternoon in Gillette Stadium?
Oh, man, that was an incredible game. Oh, my God, that was an incredible game. Listen, coming out of that game, going into that game, I posted it. I was so worried about that Cowboys game. I went back to the Patriots game. I went back and looked at the game a couple of years ago. And I'm telling you, it blew my mind, the difference. Dak Prescott a couple of years ago and Dak Prescott right now. But I was worried because you're going against the master who just basically destroyed Tom and the Bucks, even though they walked out with the win. To me, when the Cowboys played this game, this was one of those, and I said in the pregame show, this is going to be one of those dirty games where you get to test your will, because the Patriots, they all have that. Even they don't have the talent right now, but they'll have the will and they'll play hard, and they did. I was very impressed with both sides, because I was impressed with Dallas continuing to play. 5 lead changes in the last few minutes of the game and in overtime, and not one of those teams balked. Not just Dallas, but neither did the Patriots balk. They kept coming back, and the team with the ball last won the football game. It was just an incredible game.
Now, one of the talking points, Michael, through the first 6 weeks has been offensively the Patriots have been pretty conservative. And I don't just mean like not chucking the ball downfield, but they never go for it on fourth down. And there was a few chances in the game against Dallas where fourth and two, three, maybe they could have gone for it. Why? What do you think of that approach, at least this far in the season, with a rookie quarterback?
Bill's going to do Bill. You see these young guys. They're going for it on fourth down all over the place. All these young coaches, you know, working on these analytics and all of that. But Bill is going to be Bill. And I find it hard to question what he does. I know you guys out there saying, oh, fourth down, fourth. I just find it hard to question. Last week, they were getting on Coach in Dallas saying he's not going for it on fourth down. He had those fourth and ones, you know. Everybody, especially fans, especially us, we look across the league and we see other people doing it. Like, hey, man, we got to go for some of these fourth downs. So now it becomes more, you know, more prevalent, and everybody's expecting everybody to do it, and sometimes it's not always wise. That first fourth down Dallas went for?
Yeah.
I was like, well, what are you doing there?
Right.
You know, this is about to be a dirty game. 3 points is big. Let's punt this ball, because right there, when you give it to them, that's 3 points automatic. Right there, let's punt this ball and keep playing football, you know. And I was upset, but they won the game, so it came out of it. You know, wins wipe that stuff away. But, yeah, it's funny now in this league with these fourth down, and people are going for it all the time.
Michael Irvin with Gresham Keefe joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. Michael, there have been some plays with the Patriots this year that are very uncharacteristic of the Patriots. And what really stands out are those two block punts when there really wasn't a punt block on from the other team. And it's led people to ask the question, is it about the Jimmies and the Joes, or is maybe Bill Belichick and, more importantly, the coaching staff not what it once was? How do you rationalize those thoughts?
I don't know. That's so amazing, because I don't think you lose shoulders up like you lose shoulders down. Bill and those guys aren't on the field playing ball, so I don't think they're diminishing in any way. I just think it's more of you're looking for enough talent, and he's winning now with the talent, with the lacking in talent team. I'm blown away with how many punts they've gotten blocked. I don't remember the last time Dallas blocked a punt. I swear.
When you were playing, probably, right?
I mean, I'm sitting here, when you brought it up, my mind went, when the last time she Dallas blocked a punt? I was like, huh, I don't even remember the last time. I don't know. So it's not like they do it all the time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which proves your point to how can they get it now when they haven't done it, it seems like, forever.
Obviously, a ton of season left, but at 2-4, is it okay for Patriots fans to still have playoffs as an expectation, or should we sort of already pivot and just think about Mac Jones' development?
Boy, Buffalo lost the other day. That means you're only two games out. They got an extra team going in, so I say you still fight right now. When you get about four games down here, we get four games down, and you turn that midway point, then that's a different story. You're four games out, and we're turning over to week eight and week nine, or week nine, something like that. Then that's a different story. Because to make up four games is going to be difficult. And make up four games in seven games, or make up four games in six games. That's going to be very difficult. So you're still in the fight right now.
Michael Irvin with Gresham Keefe here on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Do you think there is a team, Michael, in especially in the AFC, that is just straight up disappointing, that maybe you or your colleagues or people that you talk to within the league were wrong on? I know we're kind of sitting here, and with a 17-game regular season, we're kind of at a third of the way through the year. Are there any teams in the AFC that you look at and think, uh-oh, there could be some real trouble ahead?
What do you mean, talking about good teams or
bad teams? Well, good teams, or teams like Kansas City, who at 3-3 – I mean, they can't. I mean, if they put your offense from the mid-90s out there with all y'all right now, I don't think they could stop you guys. But we know they can score a ton. But is there maybe impending disaster in a place like Kansas City because they just can't stop anybody, or in Cleveland because the quarterback's got one wing broken?
Yeah, but you know, and one thing about defense is. Defense can come together, though. It could be one or two things, and all of a sudden defense is gelling and playing much better. It was a couple of years ago, we were talking about Indy. Indy had the worst defense. They were letting people run all over them. But they tightened it down right before they got in the playoffs and made a great run. You know what I mean? So defense can come together at any time. That's why when you get the offense together, then you got a shot. Because the defense is just about hustle, it's about desire, it's about wanting to, it's about assignment, staying in your place. Yeah, we can't, we may not stop everybody, but we can slow them down from scoring, and our offense is making plays. So you can still get a defense late. So even Kansas City still have a shot, and I think at halftime, that clicked for them. Because they did a first half last week that looked like they have been looking, and then the second half, they turned it on. And it was okay, guys. Let me tell you something. Those other three teams they lost to going into last weekend, the Chargers, Ravens, mm-hmm. and it was one more team. The other team was 12-3 going in. So, but losing to Washington was a whole other story. I was ready to say they lose to Washington. It's over. I remember when I felt it was over, when I walked in the stadium and I just felt they weren't scared of us anymore. We are in a fight right now. You know, we're not the same team anymore. We're in a fight. And when that dawned on you, it's an uneasy feeling because now you don't know how deep. You know, usually when you walk in, if they're a little intimidated, all you got to do is give them a little bit of the stuff that they've been intimidated with, and then they're ready to bow down to you. But I know, just hey, these teams don't want to bow no more. They ain't scared no more. Hey, it's a funny feeling when they're not scared anymore. In Kansas City, if they'd have lost that game to Washington, they would have seen a whole different thing every stadium they walked in. But that was a big win for them last week, and they got back on track.
Michael, what kind of impact do you think Stephon Gilmore will have on the Carolina Panthers, whether he plays this weekend or not, but just going forward on that team?
Man, I think the world of Gilmore, guys, on the field. I really do. And for them to get him for, what, six-round draft pick in 2022, whatever it was. But, oh, my God, that was a throwaway and a great get. I definitely think he have an impact on that team. Well, we know he can. That defense isn't that bad. Early on in the season, number one defense in the league, and now you add him on to that. And if they can get Christian McCaffrey back, if they get him back, keep him healthy, they can really make a run with Christian McCaffrey. But they need him back. They need him healthy.
Michael Irvin, the question of the week for you is sponsored by Ketchus Law Group with offices across New England. Ketchus Law Group has won over $1 billion for their injured clients since 1986. At Ketchus, you pay nothing unless they win. Get your free legal evaluation at ketchuslaw.com, 508-321-7000. Is a trade for Deshaun Watson, given the environment in which we live in, the civil cases that are still outstanding with Watson, Michael, can an owner look at his fan base and say, yes, I okayed the move to go trade for this player?
That's a hell of a question. You know, with all that we're saying from a standpoint that all of the civil lawsuits against him, but he's still a criminal investigation going on. And if that owner or that team is thinking about that and they show that they've done their due diligence and going through it, trying to get as much as they can out of police, as much as they can out of the NFL to try to ascertain what direction it looks like it's going to go in. You know, you'll have to explain all of that away to somebody that we got in the weeds of this and we looked at it and we felt pretty comfortable with it this kind of way, which is going to be a tough explanation no matter what because the volume of people that are involved in this. So that's a tough one all the way around. But the reality is, too, also, and we all like to think, and certainly I've had my share of issues, I like to think that you are innocent until proven guilty. So us out here saying, like, you know, how could they do that? I mean, is that really fair to the system that we have set up? You got your best way you can say, okay, he's innocent until they go out and prove him guilty. And then if they prove him guilty, things will take its course. If they prove him innocent, he should be able to get back to his life.
Good stuff from the playmaker, Michael Irvin, as always, 1:30 every Thursday with Gresh and Keefe. Michael, have a great broadcast tonight. Of course, a very busy Sunday and Monday for you, and we'll catch you next week. Thank you.
So, you know what? What does that say?
You know what that
game I have tonight? We would all the time. We
going to be a good defensive matchup tonight, Michael.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I think Aikman could come out of retirement and play better than these two guys tonight, man. We'll tell you that. Thank you, Michael. You're the best, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Michael.
There goes Michael Irvin with us on the Harbor One Hotline. We bring it home with You Got Something next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.